The City of Livermore has completed another component of its ongoing downtown revitalization plan with the official opening of Livermoreum Plaza last week, nearly 1 year after work began on the project. The plaza is a new outdoor space that commemorates the creation of the element Livermoreum, which was named for the city and Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, LLNL. Located at 116 S Livermore Avenue, the space occupies what was formerly known as Mills Square Park. City officials said in a statement that the address was selected to coincide with the atomic number of Livermoreum, which is 116. The city held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Wednesday, June 15, to celebrate the plaza's completion and opening. Community members and local officials gathered to hear remarks and be among the first people to utilize the new facility, which went into construction last July. The core feature of Livermoreum Plaza is a 5-foot diameter granite waterball fountain, which represents the nucleus of the Livermoreum atom. Photo courtesy City of Livermore. Speakers at the ceremony included Mayor Bob Warner, Quest Science Center CEO Manya Lane, former Mayor John Marchand, LLNL Director Kimberly S. Boodle and Jill M. Harubi, Department of Energy Under Secretary for Nuclear Security and Administrator of the National Nuclear Security Administration. This is a combination of art and science, and a place people can hang out. We always feel that we need to invest in the community that we work and live in, said Harubi, who spent decades in Livermore and raised her children in the community. The plaza, which highlights the intersection of art and science, could not have been completed without the strong partnerships with the community, the lab and everyone involved with the project. Boodle also spoke to the connection between science and community. This brings science to the heart of our city. Residents can come here and be inspired, she said. The plaza, which was completed by Robert A. Bothman Construction, features a 5-foot diameter granite waterball fountain that represents the nucleus of the Livermoreum atom. In the ground surrounding the waterball, there are 116 electrons, represented by a combination of engraved markers, reflective markers, lights and tree wells. The waterball is engraved with 10 facts about Livermoreum provided by LLNL and 12 engraved granite markers encircling the fountain display with additional facts. The stainless steel bands encircling the fountain represent the 7 shells or orbitals of the atom. City officials said the waterball was quarried in Zimbabwe and manufactured in Germany. The site of Livermoreum Plaza was previously occupied by the Livermore Hotel in the 1800s and a gas station in the 1900s before becoming Mills Square Park in 1974. This park was a gathering place for many years for the Livermore community, and I'm happy to see that it will once again serve that purpose, but much improved, said Warner. The city's poet laureate Cynthia J. Patton shared an original poem called A Brilliant Light during the ribbon-cutting event, and music was provided by Matt Finders and the jazz band Element 116, which is made up of local middle and high school students. Initially, the city had planned for Livermoreum Plaza to open on May 30 in time for Livermoreum Day, which was established in 2013 by Marchand to recognize the official naming of the element, which occurred on May 30, 2012. City officials told Livermore Vine that they were unable to meet the intended date because they were not provided power at the space until May 31 and they couldn't complete all the testing and commissioning of the waterball feature without power. All 5 city council members, along with other city and LLNL officials, were in attendance at the Livermoreum Plaza ribbon-cutting ceremony. Photo courtesy City of Livermore.